Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And grabbing my book, I just have to see where we are at here. I think it's about number 489. Yes, Jerry Cale last week was our 488th guest, so that means we're up to 489 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 23 degrees currently here in Albany. We have our guest here on the line. We're going to bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Gary Briggin. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Cy. I'm fine, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone listening this morning, and appreciate the opportunity. Nice to be with you again this morning.
Boy, you can tell a radio guy when you get him on the line here. He's so smooth. Yes, we on behalf of our Central Minnesota listeners here, we want to wish you the same Happy New Year and, of course, a Merry Christmas. That's gone by already. But to you and your family, and are you still over in Sparta, or where are you at these days?
We're still in Westby.
Westby, okay.
Which is south of Sparta, about 25 miles or so. Mom and Dad still live in Sparta. My family and I live in Westby.
Okay.
And I work in when I have to go to the office, I work in Cashton, and my wife works in La Crosse or on Alaska when she has to go in. So. That's where we're at these days. We're about 40 minutes southeast of La Crosse, I guess.
And probably working from home, is that due to COVID? I mean, since COVID happened, that's kind of rearranged our whole country. Is that what happened to you there, too? You get to work from home quite a bit?
No, actually, it was pre-COVID.
Oh, it was?
Pre-COVID,
okay.
Pre-COVID, they allowed us to work from home a few days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to continue that, prior or even after COVID. During COVID, obviously, we were working from home permanent, and then once things started to lift, and they invited us back to the office a couple of days a week, so that works out fine. Kids are in school anyway, so and they're very flexible, which helps.
Wow, that's great. And what is it that you do for full time work there, Gary?
I work for an organic dairy company out of Wisconsin, Organic Valley,
uh-huh.
and I do customer service work for them, or customer experience is what they call it now, and I process purchase orders for our export customers, so anywhere from the Grand Cayman Islands to the Bahamas to Bermuda to Singapore, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, all over the world, we're distributing our products. So I handle our customer service end for that.
Okay. Well, that is great. And, that probably pays most of the bills. And so a person has to have that day job. I can just share with you that I had one of those day jobs for 55 years until January 1st of last year. December 31st was my last day to put on an apron at the St. Joe Meat Market. And I've had a full year off of retirement. And I highly recommend it. When you get to that time, it's a good program. So
that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately, you got a few years to go yet, huh?
I do. Yeah.
Yep. And that's all right. I enjoyed my time working. I wasn't ready to retire, to be honest with you. I just I really enjoyed the people. I enjoyed my work, and the one thing you find out in life is you can't be two places at one time. And so while you're working all the time, punching that clock, you can't be working on music or out on the lake fishing or whatever else. Cut the grass during the daytime now instead of at night. It's a good program. Yeah, I strongly encourage you to try it someday.
Someday.
All righty. Well, you mentioned your wife. Her name?
Her name is Brianne.
Brianne.
In fact, we just celebrated our 11th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
And she is just my saint. She is just a doll, and just a fantastic wife. And she plays piano with us now. She has been for a couple years, and she's just my true partner in crime.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely completes me, because you know there's been times that we're trying to figure out what to do for dinner, and she'll think of it and I'll say it, or vice versa, and we definitely are a wonderful team, and she's a great mother and a great wife and homemaker, and just an excellent person all the way around.
Yeah, that is so great when you can team up like that. It doesn't always work for everybody, but we love to deer hunt and fishing, and my wife just never did that as a kid growing up. Her dad and mom didn't see that in her, but she's probably the tomboy of the family, and so she's right there with me deer hunting and fishing and everything else that we do. And I always tell people that is so neat to be together like that, because when you come home, you don't have to tell them what y'all did, what the whole story was, because they experience it right with you there. So, and I'm
right,
sure the
exactly.
Same for you when you're doing dance jobs and everything. It is great to be there.
It you know, and that is a lot of fun, because now we travel as a family. Like, my wife's on piano, our 13-year-old son's our drummer, our 9-year-old daughter sings with us, and then our 7-year-old comes along, and he's kind of our little PR dude, you know. He runs around and behaves, but you know, a little maverick. He says next year by his 8th birthday he wants to play concertina, so we'll see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
But it is fun traveling. We have our moments, but for the most part, it is fun to be able to travel as a family. And then when I get home, I don't have to you know, try and explain who was there or
yes.
what happened. You know, we've all experienced it. You know, from you know, a hotel messing up our reservations after a gig and having to scramble to try and find a hotel.
Yeah,
like back in August, you know, that happened when we were playing up around the cities there. And,
okay,
and she stayed cool, calm, and collected. I was driving, and she was trying to hammer out a new hotel for us. Her dad was on the line, so he was trying to help us too. So, we have our experiences, but a majority of them are fun and pretty cool.
Oh, you know, and that's life for you. I mean, no matter what business or what occupation or anything you're doing, there's always going to be circumstances, things that come up, and it's how you pull together and solve them. You know, you keep your head above water,
sure.
Just keep, keep thinking and breathing, and things always work out. They do turn out.
Oh, for sure.
You bet.
Yep, that's for sure. Yep.
So is it just you and the kids in the band these days, or do you have any outside people still performing with you?
Yeah, well, like locally, like when we play the La Crosse area, I try to use Frank Gillespie on tuba.
Okay.
And then my dad will still show up. Dad's 93 now. Excuse me. So Dad will come up and sit in on a few tunes, and he played his last job March 1st of 2020.
Okay.
And he was 89, but he's 93 now, and he can still play. And then it's me and my wife and the kids, and then Bree's dad will play bass with us on occasion.
Okay.
That's our core. There's a lot of times some of the gigs now, depending on the budget of the hall, we can go three piece,
uh-huh.
and then I'll run MIDI on MIDI bass on the concertina.
Oh yeah,
and bass players don't grow on trees, whether it's tuba or bass guitars. So
yeah,
you know, so it's you gotta you know kind of deal with what you got, and you know, go out and you know hope. You try to keep the same sound no matter how we're configured.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes. Now, when we come to Frazee next April,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, we're playing in Frazee on a Saturday with Leon Olson.
Okay.
That'll be just me and Bree and Mason. That'll be just the three core. I'll be running MIDI bass that day.
Sure.
And then our daughter will be singing. Maverick will be there. He might sing by then. We'll see. But that'll be the core band. But then when we play Stiff Things Fest in August, that'll be the four-piece with the tuba.
Okay.
And we haven't heard from LeSueur yet, so I'm not sure if we're going to be playing that on Friday and then Stiff Things Fest Saturday. But if we do get that two-day swing, then most likely will be Frank Gillespie on tuba for
sure.
Those. But we'll see what happens.
There you go. And, boy, your dad, such a big part of the band for so many years, you were just mentioning. And your mom always out in front selling the CDs and merchandise and so on. How's she doing?
They're both well. They sold their house in first part of September. They moved into kind of an assisted living area now, sold his car, and but they're doing well. They're doing very well. We're going to try and get down and see them in the next week. With the holidays, it's been busy with the church programs and school programs and traveling, and so we're going to try and get down to see them this week. But we were together briefly for Christmas earlier in the month. But yeah, they are doing well. They're adjusted to where they're living at, and no, they're both well, playing cards with friends yet, and they get visitors, so they're both they're doing well. They're doing well.
Oh, and that's all heartwarming to hear. Not everybody gets that chance. It's just great to hear when somebody has their folks. They know which end is up yet. Their mind, everything still works, and the body still works. You know, for 90, like you said, in the 90s there, that is just heartwarming.
Yeah, yeah. And Dad, he'll get up and play tuba with us. And yeah, and he has one at where he lives at. And in fact, one of his neighbors didn't know it, and he thought he was going crazy. He had to ask somebody who worked there. He's like, "I hear a tuba. Am I going nuts?" And they're like, "No, your neighbor over here has a tuba."
He's still practicing. Oh, that's great. That's great.
He's still practicing, yes.
All right. Well, Gary, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Yes, that sounds fine.
Okay, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, and Happy New Year. Yes, 2024 is here tomorrow. We hope that all of your holiday parties and gatherings were successful and went off without a hitch. Well, don't stop now. With Christmas and New Year's pretty much behind us, there is still some after-the-holiday parties scheduled, and don't forget, the NFL football playoffs are just beginning and a great reason to get together with friends. Put the St. Joe Meat Market on top of your list for food and party needs. The list of party entrees is endless. The St. Joe Meat Market has pulled pork with or without the barbecue sauce. The little cocktail wieners and sausages, homemade meatballs basting in barbecue sauce are always a huge success. Our homemade deli roast beef with the au jus makes a wonderful entree to center your meal around and is so easy to prepare. Meat and cheese trays come in the standard small, medium, and large sizes, are being made up fresh daily. Just call ahead to request the size you need. For the more formal dinners, hams, smoked turkeys, prime rib roasts, pork loin roasts, a full line of sausages are always on hand. Just a phone call away. Also, look for fresh bakery goods from not one, but two great local bakeries. They are the Cold Spring Bakery and the Albany Home Bakery, bringing in those fresh bakery goods several times a week. As always, for more great in-store specials, the phone number to call is 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Again, from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market, a wish to you for a safe and prosperous new year in 2024. And Gary, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, so you know how it works. So we're going to put up that meat package, get that off to you in the mail, probably on Tuesday this week, no mail tomorrow, but hope that you and Bree and the kids, everybody enjoy it in good health. How has that worked out for you?
That sounds wonderful. No, we really appreciate it. We use use your bags quite often when we go to certain grocery stores. We have to have bags along, so
sure.
Yeah, we do use them quite often. They've came in handy for holiday parties if we need to keep something cold or on the way to and from. Those bags are wonderful. We really appreciate them.
And I've got a pretty good memory, and as I recall, you're a big fan of Braunschweiger, and so there's a chunk of Braunschweiger in the box for you as well.
Beautiful. Yes, thank you.
And we were so lucky, so blessed. We have entered the National Meat Association, American Association of Meat Processors Convention a few times over the years, and brought our Braunschweiger, and we've won numerous times, and the 1 year getting grand champion on the national level. So very, very proud of that. We kind of, if we had suspenders on, we'd be just poking them, you know, strutting them there. So pretty pleased with that. And you never have any problems with the Braunschweiger, huh?
Oh, no. It doesn't last long. That's the only problem.
Okay. Yep. Well, great. Well, good. Well, Gary, we've talked a little bit about the family and the history of the band and everything. So You've done a number of recordings, and boy, every one is just as good as the last one. They just continue to improve. In conversation with you here a couple weeks ago, you mentioned you might be doing a new one, huh?
Yeah, we're looking at getting a couple of new releases out, really featuring the family. We did feature Mason and Maddie on our last recording, Smiles Are Made Out of Sunshine, but that was, you know, 4 years ago, almost five years ago now. And they both come a long ways, and we feature Maddie more on a number of different songs. And Mason's our core drummer now, so and with Bree on piano. So, yeah, we really want to capture our new, kind of our, not really our new sound, but just some of the new songs we're playing.
Updated,
and, updated. Excuse me. So we want to do, you know, one album of just polkas, waltzes, and two steps. And we're hoping to have that done by the time we come up to Frazee in April. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. And then probably mid-summer, early fall, we'll hopefully have the Christmas one done and be able to release. So we're going to do just a Christmas recording with the family as well. That's our goal. It's our hope. Like I said, by Frazee, I'm hoping we're going to have the first one done. And then we'll hopefully have an update to be able to get the Christmas one done mid-summer to early fall, just to get it ready in time for the holidays. But so we've got that. And since we spoke, it's been a couple years now, Si, but mid-summer we put all of our recordings onto a flash drive. So we had Smiles Are Made Out of Sunshine on one CD, or the CD and flash drive. We have one that's just like over 260 songs of just our music. The very first two LPs that were done by the band, one in the late 70s and my first one in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are full length on that flash drive, or the USB thumb drive, I guess they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got some of our cassettes that we've recorded through the years sprinkled in, a couple of different songs featuring my late Uncle Harry, and then my sister Judy on a couple of songs, Dada, obviously. And then every CD we ever recorded is also on that flash drive.
Wow.
So there's 15, 16 different albums all on one flash drive, because a lot of the new cars don't have CD players anymore.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
So we went with something that you can play in your car. We had a gal from the La Crosse area that bought one, and she listened to it from the time she left to the time she went out to the time she got back. And she said, I don't think it repeated a song at all.
So, my goodness.
That's how many tunes are on that that flash drive. And you can get it from our website. Maybe in the next week, Si, you and I can talk, and I can send a couple up your way. So if people want to get them from you as well. But they are on our website, GarysRD.com.
Okay.
From the stage, they're 45. Through the website, they're 50, which helps cover the postage. And like I said, you know, every recording we've had through the years is on there. Some of them in full length, but then, like I said, a couple of the cassettes, I sprinkled in a few tunes of each one through the years. So there's a lot of music on that one thumb drive. Now, on a side note, the I Feel a Headache and also our Gospel Christmas are out of stock for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you might, I know you have some of the Gospel Christmas ones. So
yep.
If anybody is looking for either of those two, maybe check with you.
Sure.
To see if they'd be interested in those. Otherwise, like I said, we have them on our thumb drive, and you can order them direct through our website, or you can email me and we can do it that way. But it is a secure payment, I think, through PayPal.
Sure.
Through the website. So it's really easy, very secure. We've never had any issues with anybody ordering through there. Just a couple of ways. And like I said, you know, you can also check out Si. He's got the music store there too. And you can get a lot of our stuff through Si as well.
So, absolutely.
A couple of avenues to get our music, or come see us live in April when we're up in Frazee.
Sure.
I believe it's around the 23rd. It's second to the last weekend of the month of April. I'm pretty sure it's the 23rd.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And there was rumors that you might be making an appearance here locally. You were working with Merle Felling to And that's still in the works yet, huh?
Yeah, we haven't. We finalized. Touched base after the holiday. After the holidays, we were going to try and do it the Friday night before we played Frazee, but my job, they're putting in a new computer system for how we process orders, and they're not allowing any time off. So we're going to have to do a quick trip up to Frazee, play, and then get home because our daughter has dance recital on that Sunday.
Okay.
So it's going to be a quick trip up and back to Frazee. I'm going to talk to Merle, and maybe we can work out something mid or end of maybe towards August. Like maybe if the sewer doesn't take us for the Pioneer Power Show, maybe we can do it the Friday before we play Stiftung Fest.
So there you go.
We'll see what happens. Just some ideas. So if Merle's listening, maybe he can write that down and we can go from there. But we're going to work on that. So that would be another reason for us to try and get a new album. We haven't had one like when we play Stiftung Fest or that area for quite a while. So it'd be nice to have some new material for the folks.
Sure. You bet. And the reason I brought that up was because I talk to Merle quite regularly, and so he keeps me posted, and I'll be able to pass on the information to the listeners if you do finalize a date. But it takes us back a few years when you came up here to Sauk Center and played for Merle back in the days, and boy, you guys really, aced at that time. I mean, that was, you had people, well, your dad was playing bass, Lori Solberg was on sax, and she just stole the show that day, and then, of course, you on the button box and the concertina, and I don't recall who the drummer was, but my gosh, you just put on quite the show that time. We were just so entertained.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a fun weekend. Yeah, the drummer would have been Dennis Ned, her name.
That's right.
Who was originally he was originally from Nebraska. His dad played on the Whoopi John band and had a band out in Nebraska, the Ron Dannerty band out there. So Dennis was our drummer then, and yeah, it's been that'd be almost 15 plus almost 20 years since we did that.
I would say, yeah.
So yeah, no, it'll be fun to bring the family out and feature our daughter Maddie, because Maddie sings a lot of the songs that Lori used to when Lori was on the band.
Sure.
So Maddie, one of the songs that she really loves, and she gets to sing it with Lori when we're in the area and Lori comes out, is the Olivia Newton-John tune called "Let Me Be There."
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Maddie just sings the heck out of that and does a really nice job. We're looking forward to Sunday being able to do that concert in Albany there at the Beat Center.
Sure.
And feature the family. I'm so proud of how they've come. Like, Bree is not a stage person. She would rather be the one down selling the merchandise. But
okay.
I tell you what, she's stepped out of her comfort zone and just really does a super job on piano with just nice simple rhythm and does a nice job, and she makes sure we look sharp and make sure our shirts are nice and clean and we're all dressed nice, and so she's like a co-manager with me, and the stuff I handle on one side she handles the other, the back end side, just really is she's just a remarkable partner for me, and I'm really blessed to have Bree in my life, because she just really helps a lot with getting us to and from gigs and helping with the kids when I'm busy talking with somebody, or I'm with the kids and she's busy talking to somebody. So we work very well together.
You bet. Now, earlier you were mentioning your young son there that wants to start learning the concertina. This sounds like history repeating itself because
a little bit.
I think you were probably that age or even younger when you started, huh?
Well, I was 5 when I got my first set of drums, and which he'll tinker on, and he kind of has the beat. And then when I got my my concertina from Jerry Menar after our water damage a couple years ago, I worked out a deal with Jerry to get like a starter model box. And in fact, our daughter Maddie wants to learn too. So after the holidays are done, we're going to get back into concertina lessons again with everybody.
Okay.
Because even Mason, our drummer, wants to learn, and it'd be fun because my wife also plays sax and clarinet, and not on stage yet. And Mason, our drummer, also plays trumpet, and also he wants to try and learn a little bit of tuba. So we're trying to, learn a few things and teach a few things as we go. And Maddie is going to be starting sax and clarinet lessons as well coming up here. So we got a lot of irons to fire,
but
we're
goodness.
Not playing and performing. So we've got a whole cast of instruments at the house.
Busy like a beehive is what it sounds like.
Right.
Our time is running short, Gary, but people like to know what you're playing these days for concertinas and a little bit about that.
Well, I have a 1962 C. Hengel concertina that was by Christy Hengel out of that box was built in Waseca.
Mm-hmm.
So that box is April 19th, 1962. And then after a water damage, I had a Lucas B-flat that was no longer able to be played. And a lot of your listeners contributed, even though we didn't really ask. People just started sending us contributions and donations. And I was able to get a Jerry Menar New Prague B-flat Hengel. And then, so those are my concertinas. I think that's a 2013. It was a used box that originally was a low octave E flat, and when Bree saw me and heard me play it, she's like, "That's your new box right there." And Jerry said he wanted to make it a B flat, and he did, and he just crushed it. He really built a Cadillac of boxes. I mean, that
good.
So between my C and my B flat, I'm really set as far as concertinas go. And then Mason and I started playing a local beer house that just hires 2-piece bands. So that's when I incorporated the MIDI system into my left hand, so I run bass.
Mm-hmm.
And it works out, because you never know, because all of us don't travel together.
Mm-hmm.
Like Frank will travel separately, my father-in-law will travel separately. So if something would happen, I still have my bass with us.
Sure.
So I'm able to play that way as well. So,
sure.
So that's kind of where we're at and what we got going on. So you might hear MIDI on a couple of tunes. Otherwise, you'll hear tuba or bass guitar, depending on what the song is, because we're spread out and it's hard to get everybody together to learn certain songs. So this way we can play no matter what, and it's covered. You know what I mean?
There you go. You bet.
Because I don't have anything written out either, so that doesn't help.
No, for sure. We've just about run out of time. Gary, I usually reserve this last minute or two for a memory. If you want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, I mean, I just can picture you have so many. You could delve into radio, your career in radio broadcasting, playing before you led the band with your dad. What have you got for us? What comes to mind today?
Well, this one is just fairly recent. It was back in October. We were playing in St. Croix, Wisconsin at a winery for an Oktoberfest. And we were winding up our portion of the gig, and we were doing an EIO medley at the end. And our youngest son, Maverick, so we've got Mason, our oldest, Maddie, and then Maverick, our youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Maverick grabbed the mic, and he was singing EIO with us. And then at the very end, we ended with an I Improvise It, and then the ziggy zaggy ziggy zaggy hoy hoy hoy, you know. So he was helping lead that, and then at the very end I usually say clink 'em and drink 'em. Well, before I could, Maverick, our 7-year-old, did it. He said it, which I have all fell off the stage. We all did, because it was pretty funny.
Then we
had to have the talk on the way home, like, that was great, but don't do that in school, okay?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So,
yeah,
that's a recent memory and part of the fun of traveling and performing with the family band. You know, Maverick, he did that, and yeah, we weren't expecting it. He said, "Drink 'em and drink 'em." And I was like, "Whoa!" My wife kind of looked at me like, "What just happened?"
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Real quickly, Gary, what's the future looking like? You got quite a bit of work lined up for the year, or you mentioned Frazee, that's in April. Anything else where the people might see you?
Yeah, we're going to be Frazee. We're going to be out your way. We'll be at Stiftungsfest in Norwood Young America in August. We are working with Merle to try and get a replacement date for the Friday in April. That didn't work out, so be watching for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of stuff in Wisconsin. Nothing in Iowa this year. A lot of stuff in Wisconsin. We got some firemen's dances, some other festivals like Willard, Wisconsin. And then just a lot of regular dances like at the Concordia Ballroom in La Crosse, a few there sprinkled in through the year, and just some other stuff that comes through. And if people want a schedule, they can call or email me. My number is 608-343-1317. Cy has it, so if anybody wants it and didn't have a chance to write it down, you can get a hold of Cy. Our email is concertinakid@gmail.com, and you can also check us out on the internet. Our website is GarysRD.com. Our schedule is up to date on there. Our store, so people can order CDs and flash drives off of there. It's gonna be a nice year, busy enough with the kids being busy too. So.
Perfect.
Just really appreciate your time, Cy. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We want to take this opportunity on behalf of all of our Chasm listeners to thank you for joining us. It's always very interesting, and you know that 20 minutes just doesn't cut it. We've already got a half hour in, and we could go on a lot longer. There's so much information, and the people really enjoy it. So thank you so much, Gary. If you got a minute, I'll talk to you off the air in just a bit here, but you guys have a great day.
You too. Happy New Year to everybody.
You bet. And there he goes, Mr. Gary Briggin, our 489th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got some music coming up by Gary Briggin and his Richland Dutchman, and we're going to play some of his holiday music in just a bit. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up there, wrapping up our 489th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And yes, Gary Briggin was our guest with the Ridgeland Dutchman. And what a tremendous guest. I could just listen back here for hours to Gary talk, because they have such a great band. Great family and just everything positive. They're doing a wonderful job. If you get a chance to see them, whenever they come close, you'll want to take them in. Well, we're coming up on 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature is at 23 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're going to try to squeeze in a few songs here by Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman. He put out a CD, and this was back in, let's see if it says the date. I don't see it readily here, but it's a few years ago, and they put out this CD that is, first half of it is gospel CDs, 13 of them, and then the last 13 songs on the CD are Christmas songs. And so we're going to feature some of those Christmas songs with Gary and the Ridgeland Dutchman, and right now starting out with one called the Christmas Doll Polka.
Love I have for you. Don't you know I loved you from the very start? And I always knew that you would love me too. I bought some extra paper, 'cause I thought that you'd agree. You can make a present and give your love to me. Now there's a card attached that says, best of all, Merry Christmas and I love you, Christmas doll. I thought that you'd agree. You can make a present and give your love to me. Now there's a card attached that says, best of all, Merry Christmas and I love you, Christmas doll. Merry Christmas and I love you, Christmas doll.
Gary Brigham and his Ridge and Dutchman, a nice tune there, one called the Christmas Doll Polka. Here's another good one, one called All I Want for Christmas is a Concertina Polka. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman.
My father asked me what I want for Christmas. A bicycle, a baseball bat, and glove. When I told him, he found truly quite surprising something to play the music that I love. All I want for Christmas is a concertina. The people love to hear its happy sound. All I want for Christmas is a concertina, so I can play my polkas all year round. My mother asked about this concertina.
What about this concertina?
Would it be played or would it lay around? Well, I said that if I got a concertina, I'd learn to play it and never put it down. All I want for Christmas is a concertina. The people love to hear its happy sound. All I want for Christmas is a concertina, so I can play my polkas all year round. The years have come and gone now since that Christmas. I played around this country far and wide. At times I think about that Christmas morning and the gift that had my squeeze box stuck inside. Well, all I want for Christmas is a concertina. The people love to hear its happy sound. All I want for Christmas is a concertina, so I can play my polkas all year round.
Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Great recording there. One called All I Want for Christmas is a Concertina Polka. Taking us to 12:30 here on KASM. And our temperature is at 23 degrees here in central Minnesota. And it's time to read the ad for our great sponsor, Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And Jeannie texting me information again. Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone from Jeannie B's Tours. Tour More in 24 includes a great variety of tours to many destinations and venues. Jeannie B's plans for daycations, minications, and extended tours will offer tours for everyone's interest. Broadway shows, thrift shop hops, mountain cruise ships, Alaska, Ireland, Germany, Fall Colors of New England, trails, that's trains, Danube River Cruise, gardens and flowers, casinos, and so much are all included in the Tour More in 24 schedule. Details for these tours will be presented at the February Meet and Greets happening in a location close to you. Check Facebook, the Jeannie B's Tours website, or call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 for a meet and greet schedule. A new 24 schedule will be sent to you. Invite your traveling friends and relatives to join you as you attend one of the many meet and greets to see where you may want to go. Now is the time to reserve your seats on the Jeannie B Tours coaches. And Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. Once again, a Happy New Year to you from Art and Jeannie and the whole gang over at Jeannie B's Tours in Freeport, Minnesota. You bet. And we join in the wishing them back a very Happy New Year, Art and Jeannie and the whole gang over there. And again, I've had the opportunity to travel now 3 years in a row with Jeannie to a destination. 1 year to Medora, 1 year to Cincinnati, to the Ark Encounter. And of course, last year we went to Branson. And boy, each trip, just that much more. Every time, just so much enjoyable. So highly encourage you, if you haven't had that chance, take a ride, take a bus tour with Jeannie. I'll tell you, we've traveled already other places on our own, but there's nothing like getting dropped off at the front door, never having to worry about driving, parking, all of those things that are all taken care of. And I'll tell you, Jeannie does just a great job of scheduling. You don't feel rushed. She lets you know ahead of time when you have to be where and where you're going to be. Just so detailed and yet so relaxed. So take them up on a tour sometime. Jeannie B's Tours, they proudly bring us the first portion here of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we've got time for just a couple selections yet. So here's one by Gary and his Ridgeland Dutchman, and this one is called the Christmas Chopsticks Waltz.
And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. But wait until you see that man. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. From the top of the roof to the top of the wall, they come and they're saying Merry Christmas to all. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. But wait until you see that Merry Christmas tree. Thank you. with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for the girls and for the boys. But wait until you see that Merry Christmas tree. So on Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen, from the top of the roof to the top of the wall, they come and they're saying Merry Christmas to all. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. But wait until you see that Merry Christmas tree.
And that was the Christmas Chopsticks with Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchman. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with one called Santa Plays the Concertina Polka.
Christmas time, and that's the time of year when Santa's in his workshop with his helpers and reindeer. Santa does a lot of work, his helpers say that's true, and when he takes a little break, they know just what he'll do. Santa plays his concertina, his happy, snappy concertina. When he plays, his helpers like to gather all around. They like to sit and listen that happy Christmas sound. Santa plays his Christmas carols with the polka beat. He yells out every little while, hey, come on, let's eat. His concertina, honestly, he's got that old-time music rhyme. He says, hey, let's all live it up because it's Christmas time. Santa plays his concertina, his happy, snappy concertina. When he plays, his helpers like to gather all around. They like to sit and listen to that happy Christmas song. On Christmas Eve, when Santa comes to visit all our homes, he comes prepared with loads of toys for all the boys and girls. And when he leaves each house, he says, good night, my little pals. He takes his concertina and starts playing Jingle Bells. His happy, snappy concertina. When he plays, his helpers like to gather all around. They like to sit and listen to that happy Christmas song.
Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, one called Santa Plays the Concertina. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.